For Marketplace in New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson in for David Brancaccio. Leslie Moonves, the CEO of CBS, will continue leading the company while it investigates sexual misconduct claims against him. That was the decision of CBS's board after meeting yesterday. In a New Yorker article, six women accused Moonves of sexually harassing them in incidents spanning from the late 80s to the early 2000s. New York Times media reporter Ed Lee has been following this story and joins me now to discuss. Hey, Ed.
Hey.
So, Ed, as you mentioned in your piece, you know, CBS took immediate action against Charlie Rose when allegations surfaced against him. NBC also acted quickly against Matt Lauer, removing him from the Today Show. Why do you think this is different?
Les Moonves is a pretty powerful figure who runs the entire network, as well as other parts of CBS Corporation. You know, Showtime, for example, is part of that. Simon & Schuster, the book publisher, is also part of that. So taking a pretty quick action to sort of push someone aside would have pretty dramatic effects, you know, would ripple through the entire business. So I think the board clearly is acting, you know, as cautiously as they possibly can. The comparisons are apt, but they're also different given just the scope of what Les Moonves controls. And that's probably a factor, but it is striking that they hadn't taken any action.
And Les Moonves, he has options here too, right? Are there any precedents for CEOs stepping down ahead of an investigation like this?
There actually is a relatively recent example. Martin Sorrell, who was the CEO of WPP, which is the largest ad company in the world, he stepped down when allegations came to light about his behavior. And the board was actually going to investigate him as well in terms of these allegations, but he stepped aside ahead of that. And so what it did is it allowed him to cash out his stock options and retire from the company without any of these allegations being corroborated by a board investigation. And the company basically considered this a closed case. So he sort of was able to walk away without any further harm or any further implications. I think the company itself didn't want to really dig into it, and they were probably grateful that he voluntarily stepped aside. That is a model for potentially Les Moonves. It doesn't seem like he's quite going that route, but that's the closest comparison in terms of the head of a major company like that.
Ed Lee, media reporter with The New York Times. Thanks for your time. I appreciate it.